Welcome back. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in each and every weekend to listen to us knuckleheads talk about a little grilling, smoking, hunting, fishing, and anything else that comes to mind. And we're in that category right now. This is the Holy Grail for Barbecue Bob. I'm going to hand it to you, brother. Run with this.
Well, Jop and I have this ongoing conversation because he thinks I bring up my Dutch oven too much. And I probably do, but I'm getting lazy, and I've learned to just have crutches. And I use that thing for a lot of different things. And so anytime I talk about Lodge, it just makes me think of our good friend Mark Kelly down in Tennessee. And we captured that rascal on the grilling line right now. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great. Yourself?
Well, we're talking all things getting ready for deer camp, so it's the perfect time for a Lodge conversation.
Yeah, deer camp's right around the corner. We're seeing them moving around a lot in our area of the country, so they're getting prepared for hunting season.
Yes. I think that's their training camp. They have to learn to run a little faster. So you've got a lot of cool new products. You've got a huge expansion to your forge. Tell us, first of all, tell the folks out here around the country about Lodge just a little bit.
We've been in South Pittsburgh, Tennessee for 121 years. Joseph Lodge started the company in 1896. We're still family owned, and we make over 140 different pieces of cast iron cookware. Everything from skillets to Dutch ovens and little serving pieces. I guess the best thing for people who are interested in the American economy, we sell to 3,000 different dealers in the States, with Walmart being considered one dealer. But more importantly, we're also sold in 60 countries around the world. And an unreported story is American manufacturing is revered all over the world. So we pump iron all over the world and pump American manufacturing all over the world.
Well, Mark, that's fabulous. You know, that's a great story. A company that is that old and has that much heritage. It's got to be hard to continue to innovate when you've been around that long. But I know you got some new products on the market. Talk to us about those.
Yeah, we've updated a couple of pieces. Our 10-inch skillet and our 12-inch skillet. Traditionally, they've had a primary handle and assist handle. We introduced those in the spring with two assist handles. They're really wonderful to work with on the stovetop. And in our product development research, we noticed that a lot of people using Green Eggs and other grills were cutting off the primary handle so the hood wouldn't clamp down on that handle. So we introduced those, and they've become very popular. We also introduced an 8-inch skillet with loop handles and a 9-inch wok. And both the 8-inch skillet and wok were introduced initially to our South Korean and Japanese distributors, and they loved them. But they've really taken on a lot of interest with local or domestic chefs and other cooks. So those are four new seasoned cast iron products. We were so busy with our foundry, we could not come up with new products just to meet current demand. So now we've got new products.
So explain to the listeners this process of seasoning your skillet and the importance thereof.
Well, we do it kind of in a manufacturing way, but basically you bake on fat or oil or whatever your choice, whether it's vegetable Crisco. Some people like to use lard, but essentially you rub it all over the cookware, and prior to that you put aluminum foil on the bottom rack of your oven, preheat the oven at 350 degrees, and then you put the skillet or other piece of cookware on the middle rack upside down and bake it on for an hour, and then turn off the oven and let it cool off, and then you just start cooking. And the more you cook and the better you maintain that skillet, the better the natural easy release becomes. And as most of us know, if you keep on doing that, you won't have any problems, and it's natural nonstick. And the more you use it, the better it gets. And quite frankly, there are pieces of cast iron out there, obviously not ours, but that are hundreds of years old that people are using. So if you're sweet to it, it'll be sweet to you.
So let's talk a little bit about that, Mark, because the clean freaks that are out in the world want to put a disc scratcher on that thing and a bunch of Dawn dish soap and clean it out every time after they're done using it. And that's really a no-no, right?
mild soap's okay. Really, it's however you, it's your trip, man. Whatever you want to do with it. Personally, I don't do that. And if you're really a germaphobe, just think water boils at 212 degrees, which makes everything antiseptic. Anything you cook in a cast iron skillet is going to get a minimum of 350 to 400 degrees. So any bacteria that may be in there is going to be gone. So you don't need to worry about that. And just think, people were using these skillets and pots way back in the Middle Ages, and they didn't get sick from it. So it's perfectly fine. It goes against our current society of germaphobes, but this is basic chemistry and physics. It gets hot, it burns out whatever bacteria may be in there, and it cooks better than just about anything in the universe.
You know, what's the biggest standard long-handled skillet you make?
It's our 15-inch skillet.
Okay, that's what I bought Jop for Christmas last year.
Yep.
It's a monster, and it's bigger than my old one.
And you need that assist handle on there because the thing weighs about 20 pounds, and you got to be a man to grab that with one hand. That assist handle on there is wonderful.
So since
only an NFL linebacker can pick that up one-handed, I can guarantee that.
So since his was bigger than mine and size matters, when I was at your store, I found the one you have with two handles. What's that, an 18-inch?
It's a 17-inch skillet. It's real popular with restaurants and campers. They can cook bacon and eggs for everybody in the camp and
have
a big old time. It's also, if you're really into deep dish pizza, that makes one heck of a pizza.
Well, that's a good idea, and I also bought the cast iron pizza pan you have. There's just so many.
I use mine all the time. It's an amazing piece of iron.
Yeah, Mark, I've got to ask this question on behalf of my buddy Bob. How many Dutch ovens should a guy have, and are there a variety of sizes that you can get?
How many recipes are there in the world?
There you go. All right, touche.
I mean, really, if everybody has friends you invite over and you have to prepare different things, and it's outdoor cooking is an underappreciated art, and you can invite friends over or new acquaintances and cook a wide variety of things, and when you do that and sit down and eat, most of the world's problems disappear because you're talking about just eating and your family and stuff, and everything goes away. Part of what we should do all the time.
Absolutely. Yes. Hey, Mark, the Dutch ovens, some of them come with a lid on them where you can put that has a little rim around it so that it'll hold the coals, and others of them don't. Yes. What's the difference in those is if somebody was considering getting a new Dutch oven?
The ones with the flange lid and the legs, we call those camp Dutch ovens. And you can literally put the coals on the top and put the pot in the coals, and it creates an oven effect. When you buy one of those, there's actually a cookbook and a brochure describing how to create the proper heat for things. The wonderful thing about it is you can do virtually every cooking technique with those, and the lid flips over to become a shallow griddle. But that's the biggest difference. And you can put it as a bale handle. You can hang it over the fire. So they're extremely versatile. That's the difference. The other ones are what I call stovetop Dutch ovens. Those are primarily used indoors, although you can put them on. I use one of mine on the grill all the time to do baked beans and similar things and get that nice smoky flavor.
Mm. Well, Mark, it's so nice to talk to you. Mark Kelly, Lodge Cast Iron Foundry. And tell us, what is that big freeway you're on in Tennessee?
We're on I-24, about 30 miles west of Chattanooga. It's the Kimball-South Pittsburgh exit. Just hang a right when you get off, and we're about 2 miles down at the factory store. And it's a heck of an experience. They've got everything we have and a lot of other accessories. And the great thing is it's a local business, and it supports the local economy.
Thanks so much, Mark. We'll talk to you again.
Thanks, Bob. Y'all have a great day and a great weekend.
All right.
That's a guy that's got a great job, and he loves his job because he's helping people cook outside like nobody else is. And I do give you a lot of hassle about this Dutch oven box.
Oh, it's just
fun. But it's a great
piece
of equipment. It's an absolutely great piece of equipment. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about a party we're going to have at Schmoe's. Stick with us. We'll be back.
City. Got got a glamour shot in her hip pocket, hoping somebody.